Breaking news, the coroner has confirmed that the body found in Wyoming belonged to Gabby Petito. Her death, according to the FBI, has been ruled a homicide. Obviously, our condolences go to her family.
I think they're about to do a press conference, too, so I don't know if there'll be any more news than that, but, yeah.
Slumber the Kevin Show comes up next. 727-579-1025 is our number. It's okay, it's not okay. Lurks after this phone call from JP. What's up, JP?
Hey, what's happening, guys? How are you all?
What's really going on?
Calm from a little stormy afternoon here in Columbus, Ohio.
All right.
It looks like it's about to get nasty here, too.
All right. Yeah, tonight into tomorrow.
Right on, right on. I've been kind of keeping up with the Gabby Petito thing. And I just wanted to say to John, there's always going to be a missing white woman. Always. Always. Well, but there are hardly any missing black women.
I don't.
You'd be hard-pressed to try to find in the news a missing black woman. But there's always Elizabeth Smart. I don't know what the baby was. Maybe it was a little boy that got ate up by the dingoes in Australia. But there's always a missing white woman. It's never going to stop.
Yeah, I mean, I do get what you're saying, and I do agree with a little bit of the general premise, but I think comparing this story against that theory just doesn't work, because there is something with all of the minutiae and all the different details feeding into one, that they were living their life out on social media, that the boyfriend drove back. There's so much for people to dig their teeth into. I think that's why this is getting as much coverage. Maybe a part of it is because she's a cute white girl. I'm sure that is in the soup as well, but for the most part, I just think there's so many details and so much intrigue compared to maybe the average missing person, that there's just not so many things working along with it.
Now, is there a bigger conversation?
I'm 57. I called for a joke thing.
Just quiet.
Sorry, Drew. Go ahead.
Just be quiet. Is there a bigger conversation to be had about why missing white girls seem to get more publicity than people of color? Sure there is. But this case of Gabby Petito going missing, her boyfriend on the lam, etc. This one is a captivating story, no matter what the race of the people are. I don't think that it's getting as much run because of the color of her skin.
And I also believe that class of people has a lot to do as well. I think if there's a poor person, you know, out in the middle of BFE that goes missing, I don't know that always is going to make mainstream news. So
yes, I agree with your point on that one. I think the only black woman that came up missing, and then they couldn't find her, it was Tawana Brawley back in the day. But then they come find out that was a hoax, not to say that this was. But, I really said it as a joke, but I was being facetious, because you don't hear about black women missing.
You don't. You really don't.
Not really. It's got to be somebody famous. You know, but I do agree with your point, and I said it as a joke, and that's what I told
you. You should say a couple more times that you said it as a joke, because I don't think it really, sunk in like the first five or six times.
I ain't joking. There's always going to be missing white women.
Okay, thank you.
Facetious.
727-579-1025. Jokes are funny, by the way. Yours was not. Is it okay or not okay to put a cheating spouse on blast? Two wrongs make a right? No. Hell hath no fury like someone scorned? Yes. A man stole his estranged wife's phone to look for intimate recordings in order to confirm his own suspicions that she was having an affair. Now, if she's estranged, leave her phone alone. You're estranged. 27-year-old dude found compromising photographs and video recordings of his 30-year-old wife and decided to post them on Facebook for all to see, as he did not want to see others share the same fate as he did. The man with whom the wife was allegedly having an affair was her work supervisor. His face was clearly visible in images, and the husband then accused the supervisor of being a homewrecker and included his name and occupation in the post.
Ooh!
Is it okay or not okay to put a cheating spouse on blast?
Well, I don't know if he violated any laws. Obviously, if you start getting into the revenge porn realm, that's no good. But from my perspective, you both have been a part of breaking a contract, both written and in my heart, and you've both been a part of breaking that. So what I do after that, if I post your dirt online, it's still, from my perspective, nowhere near what you both did to me. So I may be petty. It may not be a good look. And I don't even know if I'm breaking the law. But all day long, whatever you got to do to, you know, to cope with your feelings. I mean, the people obviously don't give a damn about you. So why would you take their future or anything about them into consideration?
My man Spice used to say revenge is the best revenge. I disagree and say living well is the best revenge. And the high road, while often difficult to take, the views are majestic.
Well, the high road, in, for me, comes much later. Like, we're talking the moments after. We're talking crime of passion, in my perspective. This isn't 5 years later when I come out and say, oh, hey, remember when my wife cheated on me?
Yeah.
5 years from now, I can be living my good life and taking the high road. But in the 5 days after I find this out, oh, yeah, I'll blast all of your personal business on social media to try and ease my own pain.
727-579-1025. What's up, Angel?
Hi, I was just calling in about the previous caller. His joke wasn't funny.
No.
I think it was being a butt. Because my thing is this. These people are grieving their child.
Right.
And you're talking about skin color and who's, how many of the different ethnic groups are being reported. It doesn't matter. This child is gone.
Yeah.
She has parents that are grieving right now. And you are on the phone talking about, on the radio, talking about the skin color.
Yeah, I don't know what joke he was trying to make or what point he was trying to make. It didn't work for me. It came off like a real ass face, if you want my honest opinion. And I'm sorry you had to hear that, but at least we got to blast him a little bit.
All right.
Thank you, Angel. Appreciate you.
But,
what?
She seemed like somebody who'd post the dirty receipts.
727-579-1025. What's up, Steve?
Hey, good afternoon, sir.
What's up?
I just need a little education because I don't know anything really about the law or anything. And
All right.
Seems like you're pretty knowledgeable.
Somewhat.
So, Brian's been missing since, they say, what, Tuesday?
They say that. Could be longer.
And they're looking for him as a person of interest, correct?
Correct. Not a suspect, but a person of interest.
Okay, so say that he did go out into the woods where they're searching for, and he just sets up campsite, and they find him.
Right.
What are they going to do? Can they arrest him just for being a person of interest?
Great question. John?
I was just going to say, I think personally that everything just changed. I think everything, saying there wasn't a crime, all of those things, that's all out of the window. She was dead by homicide. We found that out about 10 minutes ago. So I think that things are going to start rolling very quickly where he's going to be sought as a fugitive more so than a person of interest.
As of 10 minutes ago, it changed.
Right.
But, say, 2 days ago, when we're spending money on the manpower looking for him just for being a person of interest, say they did find him 2 days ago.
Well, they could bring him in for questioning, at least. But now you have a crime.
No, they cannot because he has a lawyer.
Are you asking questions or do you know the answers?
Right. Like, why ask questions if you know the answer to what you're asking?
You're right. You're right. I'm
I
out.
Know, I know.
I didn't have questions. I had things that I wanted you to try to answer so I could tell you you're wrong.
Right. Like don't play the me, okay? Like, I do things like that. Yeah. You know, if you have questions, ask your questions. But if you have a point you want to make, just make your point, bro. What's up, Brandon? Brandon?
Hello. How you doing?
What's up, bud?
I just want to say, doesn't the news decide what to air? So if there's a missing white girl syndrome, isn't that kind of on them a little bit?
Well, yeah, the media decides what gets run and what does not get run. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But, like, they're going to want to go with what they think is going to get ratings.
I get it. But I just feel like if the news would just, you know, come out with 10 minutes a week, hey, we have all these missing people.
I don't want to white-splain it to you, though, but I think the bigger message, if I can come from the other side for a second, is that it doesn't matter whether it was on the news or not. A lot of people just aren't going to care if it's not a pretty white girl.
Right.
I think that's the bigger message, not about how much it's talked about, just that people in general don't care as much.
Right on. Thank you, sir.
Well, maybe if they aired it, we care a little more.
Maybe.
It's a vicious circle. Like, if you cared more, they would air it. But if they aired it, maybe they would care more.
Yeah, a lot of news stories like that are definitely fed by whatever is trending on Twitter and stuff like that. They're going to pick that up and they're going to harp on it.
Yeah, and I don't know how you turn that back.
I don't either.
Especially now that we are, I think what we're seeing here too is a direct response to the last 5+ years of so many people being obsessed with crime podcasts. I mean, I don't think people thought quite like this 10+ years ago. Now it's everybody thinks they know everything, so they're trying to put together the timeline, and it's an interesting thing.
It's all Don't F with Katz's fault.
Yeah.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. What's up, Alex?
What's happening, guys? How's it going?
Very well, thank you. Are you okay or not okay with someone putting their cheating spouse on blast, putting it all over social media, etc.?
I'm actually not okay with it, even though I probably should be. I'm not.
What do you mean you should be? This happened to you?
Well, all right. So, it's happened to me. So about 3 years ago, my ex told me that she was cheating on me with my best friend.
Oh.
In the dark. Yeah. So, at that time, I was like, yeah, let's do it. I want to throw him out, but not a good idea. Well, especially if there's kids involved, I think it's going to come around, you know?
What stopped you?
My conscience.
Oh, man.
You know, my conscience. Here's really what's on me. At the time, I was a member of a church, and I was actually part of the praise band, and it kind of separated the whole church because both of our families were in the church.
Oh,
damn.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, man. It was crazy.
When there are no kids involved, maybe the situation's a little different, but, like, even if there's blatant, rampant cheating going on, you shouldn't trash your kid's parent publicly, no matter how good it feels at the time.
What if they're a baby?
What you're putting out there on social media is going to last. It's indelible.
Well, what if I put it up? What if I say I'll put it up for 3 days and then I'll delete it so my baby doesn't see it when they're older?
Just make sure none of the other babies at the daycare see it either, because then they'll have baby talk where they'll be like,
blah, blah, blah. What if those babies take a screenshot?
Yeah, see, and then they hold on to it. So
you got a point.
Yeah, I would say don't make it public. That's just me.
That's why I'm not having kids. Just in that off chance, I can burn it all down. No problems.
Pretty good reason not to have kids. 727-579-1025. What's up, Joey?
Oh, yeah. No, John already hit it on the head. I was going to be like, the screenshots.
Yeah.
Going to come flying out next.
Yeah, especially from babies. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, what's happening?
Hi.
I was calling for it's okay, it's not okay.
Yeah. So a dude had his wife cheat on him with her work supervisor, puts it all on social media. Hey, my wife's cheating. Here's her supervisor. Here's his name, etc. You okay or not okay with that?
I am okay.
Why?
Because I just did it yesterday.
Oh. Yesterday? My God. Tell us what happened.
Well, yeah, what happened?
Who'd she cheat with?
A guy at work.
Damn, man.
This damn pandemic. All these bottled up fluids, and then they just out back in the workplace, and... Damn. Yeah.
Nobody should let their partner work.
No. Are you married, sir, or were you married?
Not married. A very long-term engagement with a little bit of a break and then back together and about to buy a house. I actually am driving home from closing on the house.
You didn't, it's in your name, right? Not hers?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, absolutely. Geez. That's good. How'd you find out?
Text message, phone went off, and... The text message read, hey, did you tell anybody at work about us hooking up?
Oh, Jesus.
That's a very irresponsible text he sent.
Yeah. But
yeah,
you
that's the irresponsible part.
She was a clip of the day on your show a couple of years ago. She called in. I know you're not going to remember because you have thousands of
them. I remember stuff. You'd be surprised at what I remember.
She called in for if it's okay for a coworker to give you a sex toy, and you guys actually made her the clip of the day and gave us concert tickets, even though she cursed twice.
Man, that must have been a hell of a phone call if we made her clip of the day and she cursed twice. Man. Usually I hate people when they do that.
Well, John looked her up on Facebook and you went, you're so hot, I'm not even mad that you cursed.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely us.
And then John asked if we would have a devil's three-way.
Who? Me and you and her? Or you and Drew and her?
No, me, you, and her.
Oh, you should have done it.
Yeah.
Still be with you.
I'm sorry. I feel like I had a hand in this.
But that new dude at work, he's DPing her.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No.
I say on blast. Sorry. I didn't put her on full blast. I just wrote on Facebook when she says,
oh, don't worry about it. He's just a friend from work. Don't be as naive as I was.
That seems that's middle of the road.
What do you mean?
Like, it seems fair. Like, no matter what you think, I mean, it's still putting your business on Facebook, but
yeah, that's you didn't really blast, so to speak, so I think you're okay on that one.
I mean, probably to some people. I mean, some people in their inner circle go, oh my God.
Ooh, they
Karen's,
know.
Karen's banging somebody from work.
But they probably knew already anyway.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
Yeah, sorry you had to go through that, man.
Enjoy your new house.
Yeah, thanks. No worries. I wish I would have done what that guy did, but I figured that would come back to bite.
It's not too late.
Yeah.
Sleep on it. Maybe do it in the morning.
K-Dubs just tweeted, I didn't know this. I was already divorced for 6 months before anybody on my Facebook noticed, and that was because my ex changed his inner relationship status with a new woman. The messages I received were funny. I wish people understood how much better it is to keep your business private.
Like instantaneously? Is that what she's saying? That there was no down period because he just transitioned from in a relationship to her to in a relationship with someone else?
Yeah.
Ugh. Ugh.
That's a rough way to go.
Yeah, very.
She's a hell of a lady, too. What's up, Alex?
We're going on the real Alex, Drew.
Yeah, the real Alex.
Yeah, hey, I think it's okay, Drew.
You think it's okay to put somebody on blast like that, Alex?
Yeah, I think John said it perfectly whenever you asked him. That's perfect.
Do you have a lovely woman right now, Alex?
Yes, I do, Drew. I'm John.
My name's John.
He's John.
Yeah, and she's never cheated on you?
No.
You ever cheat on her?
No.
You're a good man.
Yep, we love you, Alex. Yeah. Thanks for calling, bro.
Yep.
Your Cowboys suck. Drew Grab Alive, go ahead real quick.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Oh, hey, oh, what's up?
Hey, so no, I was just going to chime in on the it's okay, not okay.
Sure, what do you think?
It's okay. I did it. And regret it just a tad, but she deserved it.
What'd you do to put her on blast?
Well, I didn't put her on blast. I actually, we always shared a Facebook account, which was under her name. Ugh. And
no offense, but if you share a Facebook account, either you already cheated or one of you is going to cheat.
Yeah, it is doomed.
No, I didn't cheat. No, I just wasn't into social media. And she
was. One of you is going to cheat, and that was her.
Well, yeah, after 21 years.
Oh, damn. I'm tired of that, D.
Yes, sir.
So what'd you do?
What did I do? The day she told me, I went on her Facebook, I guess we can call it, and I said, so... how proud is everyone of me? I slept with my daughter's boyfriend. That was pretty much it.
She slept with her daughter's boyfriend?
Is that your daughter too, I take it?
That is my daughter, yes.
Oh, my.
Oh, gross.
Was he of age, do you mind if I ask? Or was this like a...
He was of age. She wasn't. Yeah. It's as bad as anyone I ever sit around with. And they tell me I have a worse story than you. I'm like, yeah, no, you've not heard it.
No, you take the cake.
She took the cake, but I got everything because anyway.
Oh, right. My goodness.
Well, we come back. It seems like parents are going to the extremes at school board hearings to try to go viral. So I'm hesitant to give this lady a little bit of run, but anytime you make the comparison between wearing masks and pedophilia, I think that's worth laughing at. And we've got that next for you as we wrap up the show and hand things over to Soul Brother Kevin next. If you are looking for a better way to grow your career, well, gosh, this message is for you. Climate Design Home Services, tremendously busy right now. They need to hire experienced HVAC technicians, plumbers, and electricians today. They need sales and support people as well. And here's the best news. When you join Climate Design, you're going to be part of an outstanding employee-owned company from day one, and you're going to be working in a fast-growing, sustainable industry with a solid future. Say goodbye to that go-nowhere job and hello to Climate Design Home Services, located in Clearwater. Since 1973, they've covered the entire Tampa Bay area with top-notch AC installations and repairs, plus superior home services. Their customers are absolutely crazy about them. You can look at their great reviews online. You can take ownership of your own career today when you start working with Climate Design Home Services. Interested? Of course you are. Just go to climatedesign.com. That's climatedesign.com.
It's Drew Garabo live on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.